Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to Miracle Outreach Ministries on Sunday. Praise the Lord. God is good. We're still alive. Amen. We're not crispy critters yet. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And we want to thank the Lord for this day. His presence is filling this day, and his presence is there where you are, wherever you enter into praise and worship and adoration of the true and living God. His presence is there with you, his tangible presence. And we want to thank all of our first-time listeners. We are a Christian internet church and a local congregation, and we meet on the internet every Sunday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America and all around the world. During the week, we meet on the internet on Wednesdays and Fridays at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America and wherever you are. And so we invite you to join us in our celebration of Holy Communion and our celebration of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Word of God, and the Kingdom of our Lord. Amen? We have many blessings to be thankful for, and one of those blessings is to know the truth about life and death. And today we're going to have a special prayer for one of our members. And those of you that have been in the prayer room recently, you know about this. So we're going to do several things in the Lord, but as you know, first of all, we celebrate Holy Communion. We celebrate the life, death, and resurrection and present reigning of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's how we begin our services. So Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you for this opportunity and this privilege and this honor to honor you as you required us and asked us to do. You said to do this in remembrance of you. So, Lord, we obey your word. We honor you. We give ourselves to you. We adore you. We cherish you, and we love you, Lord. We receive the love of God that's placed in our hearts, poured out in our spirits by God the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we can't thank you more than we thank you. Thank you. Thank you for sending Jesus. Thank you for appointing Jesus to come. Without him, we would have no hope of relationship with you. We thank you for his submission to you, to walk even through death and then on to life again. We thank you, Lord. Some still don't understand the powerful work that you did when you sent the Lord Jesus to come and care for us, to come and teach us, to come and show us, to come and reveal to us who you are. Because Jesus told us that when we saw him, we would see you. And so now we know who you are. We know that you love us. We know that you care. We know that you desire the very best for us, and you've given us blessings that abound that will never end. We thank you, Father, that you called us into this holy relationship with you. And we thank you for this holy communion that we share together. So if you have your elements ready, we will begin. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And we confess our sins and our failings and our iniquities and our trespasses before you. We ask for your grace, Father. We forgive everyone that we need to forgive, including ourselves right now. We will hold no grudges, no malice, no ill will, no judgment against anyone. We place them into your hands, Lord. We place them into the hands of God, the Holy Spirit, if they're still on the earth, Father, in Jesus' name. We ask, Father, that you forgive us. We have forgiven others, including ourselves. And now we ask for your mercy and grace to help us in time of need. We ask you to forgive us. And we stand in agreement with your forgiveness. We receive it by faith in Jesus' name. We thank you for the outpouring of your love in our lives. We thank you for you strengthening us in the inner man, that we might display your character and your nature as we walk through this life, as people come in contact with us, so that they can see Jesus Christ in the flesh. I was at a restaurant, Lord, and some ignorant young man kept saying to his mother, "Have you seen Jesus? Have you seen Jesus?" But you didn't open my mouth to speak at that moment. And so I left as we had planned. But, Lord, I lift him up to you right now, just as I did when I left the restaurant. Acts 2:38-39 applies to him. The Bible says the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. He was having the audacity to compare the demon of Allah to Jesus Christ. So, Father, I forgave him for that, and we forgive him for that. But we ask you to bring him out of his darkness and into your marvelous light. We thank you, Lord, that his mother politely told him, yes, Jesus is real. I know that he's real to me. And so did the sister that was with her, Lord. So, Father, we thank you that you are moving in the earth to draw men and women, boys and girls, to Jesus Christ. The revival is moving. See, the revival is in the street. It's in the restaurant. It's in the post office. It's in the grocery store. It's everywhere. Wherever we are, you're moving. You're convicting. And when we walk in your spirit, they feel the conviction of the Holy Spirit. We thank you that they can see the light of God in the people of God in Jesus' name. So, Father, today we come before you thanking you, Lord Jesus, for Holy Communion and for what it means to us. If you have your elements, I ask that you retrieve them and join with us. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, we thank you, Lord, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Partake of the bread. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Thank you, Lord. Partake of the cup. "For as often as you eat this bread," notice it says bread.
Amen.
Not crackers, bread.
Amen.
"For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world." Let everybody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Amen. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we lift up to you right now the members of our congregation who have lost loved ones. We ask you, Lord, to touch them, to heal them, to give them the grace that they need, to lift the sorrow and the grief from their hearts. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep or dead, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent or precede them which are asleep or dead. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the life of our sister's dad. We thank you, Lord, that you took care of that matter and that he is with you. We give you praise, glory, and honor, for precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. The word says, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. And that knowing while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. We are confident that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Father, we believe for that day. We trust you for that day. We honor you, knowing that that day is soon to come. So, Father, we thank you for that life. We bless our sister and her family. We ask, Father, that you answer the questions that they have in their hearts, Father, that they not be confused, that they not feel betrayed, that the pain lifts, that the sorrow lifts, and in its place are pleasant memories, memories of a time together cherished here on the earth, of the contributions that the loved one made to each life, Father. We thank you for that. We ask that you cover them, Father, with the blood of Jesus Christ. We take authority, dominion, and power over excess grief, pain, and sorrow, and we bind it in the name of Jesus. We ask, Lord, that words of encouragement that are spoken to them during this season, Lord, be words that uplift them and encourage them and that touch their heart. We ask, Father, that her mom receive a miracle. Rika Roshaha. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. It's in your hands, Lord. It's in your hands. You said to ask in faith, believing, and we would receive. We are asking, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We ask, Lord, that as they take care of the business of this affair, because there is always business, that you give them supporters who will help them every step of the way. We ask you, Lord, that you guide them, that you direct them, that you show them what ought to be, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for her dad's prayers for this ministry. Hey, hallelujah. Rakasa. Ruche de Dioso de Briteti Asa. He now knows what his daughter really was doing, and he's very proud of her. So we thank you, Lord, for touching them. We thank you, Lord, for healing his spouse. We thank you for bringing her to a place of acceptance of the things that have happened, Lord. But give her peace. Give her peace. peace beyond understanding, Father. We give you praise. We give you glory. And we give you honor. Amen. Father, we thank you. We pray also, Lord, that if the mother desires to come home, Lord, that you would give her daughter peace concerning it. You know, Lord, that's a decision that's reached between you and the saint. That's a decision between you and the saint. And we respect and honor you all's decision today, in Jesus' name. Ruhe de rikise be shuru kuhore de diasaha. Sharu gulele di andre abrese de dios andre briki. Ruka si de rebruha le di andre abruka si de di uhuta. Yarru gulele di andre rikise de dios andre briki. Sharu gusta de brusha le di andre abrese tarabru. Tiba baba babruka le di osusho roroko to robrese te. Risele le andre manaki ashandre bruka de di osoto robriki. Andre brise de dios andre bruko soto robriki ashatarabri. Yarru gulele di andre brosta tarabriki si tarabri. Silla la leoston de bruka baba baba ashandre bruka de di andre manai. Yarru gulele di asaharu kohareki. Si de Diosunda regise de la braca sarabrise de la brise she shoru gulene di andre brise de la bruca de la brise de la braca hapa roca de la brise de la bruca de Diosunda la brekia. Father, we ask you to comfort all those who mourn, Lord. In Jesus' name, we thank you for releasing your grace, your tender grace, Lord. You've done it for me many times, many times. And I thank you for touching our sister as well. Wrap her in the love of Jesus. Let her feel your very presence, Lord, right now, in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we're coming to the place of a fast. As the body of Christ, this ministry together, all of us, at once, together in unity before your throne. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. You've told us that there are some needed areas in each of our lives, and you want to deal with us in those areas during this time in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to meet with you, for you to interact with us, for us to change, for us to drop off what is not needed, and to receive your grace in its place. We ask, Father, for the removal of distractions during the fast in Jesus' name. We bind distractions away from us in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything that the enemy would put in our way, Lord, to keep us from doing the things that we are called to do and for giving you the devoted time that you so richly deserve, we bind it and cage it in the name of Jesus Christ. We forbid any reinforcers to come and attack us in Jesus' name. We send every attack back on the heads of the spirits that brought it, and we send you back where you came from in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we're requesting a special grace from you for this fast in the name of Jesus. You're wanting to go into pockets of deception in our lives. You're wanting to dig deep, Lord, and we don't want to run away if the pain should come. If it's uncomfortable and unpleasant, we don't want to run away, Lord. We want to trust you to open up those areas in our lives and to deal with us that the purging and the cleansing and the healing and the renewal can come in Jesus' name. We are requesting from you, Heavenly Father, grace to remain focused on you during this fast. So many things that each of us has to do on a daily basis, Lord, but you come first. You take the preeminence in our lives. We ask, Father, for the renewal of strength for all true Christians worldwide, and we stand against this continual fatigue and drain of energy that the enemy is operating against us now in Jesus' name. We send it back to him in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask, Father, as we attend to this fast, wisdom in our health needs. Yes, Father, not just our physical health, our spiritual health, our financial health, our mental health, our emotional health, every aspect of our lives, Lord. We thank you for wisdom, your wisdom. We ask, Father, for an increase in our membership. The Bible says that daily you added to the church such as should be saved. We receive the increase, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask, Father, for increased awareness of oppression in our lives and recognition of it, that we might stand against the enemy, Lord, when he comes to attack using oppression in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus Christ. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the power of God. We thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the armor of God. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you for your very presence in our midst and the wall of fire that surrounds us. We thank you for your warring, linking angels that are ever in attendance. We thank you, Lord, for the praising angels that join in with us before the throne of God as we worship you, Lord. We give you praise. And we thank you that you supplied all of our needs according to your riches and glory. Thank you, Father. And that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us. And we thank you, Lord, for allowing us the grace to walk in divine health, because you are our God, and you are the God who heals all of our diseases. And by your stripes, we have been healed. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man, all his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, and all of the underlings, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, orders, and demonic assignments and demonic agendas against the righteous. We bind them in Jesus' name. We flip them back on the head of the enemy, and we let him eat what he has planned to feed us in Jesus' name. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ, and we come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. We close and seal all portals, all channels, all open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind every familiar spirit that is coming to our neighborhoods in Jesus' name, and we cut it free from its source of life in Jesus' name. We thank you, and we give you praise, Father, in Jesus' name. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains in darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, and we give you praise, Father. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. And we return to the sender, as the scriptures declare, in Jesus' name. We bind all trafficking demons, reporters, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar spirits, electronic and technology devils, Leviathan spirits, Kundalini, water and marine spirits, sex devils, unclean spirits, passive devils, pain-afflicting spirits, sorcery devils, sleep deprivation devils, seducing, womanizing, drone, whoredom spirits, all the voices of the strangers, all targeted radio frequencies, all pulse weapons and their attacks, all microwave attacks, all debilitating sonic frequencies and their attacks, the Havana syndrome, all brain changes and injuries, all remote viewing, all sonic and audio weapons, we bind them in the name of Jesus Christ. And we forbid them to operate against the righteous in Jesus' name. We bind all hypnotic and trance devils and their attacks, on mystic rituals and their intent. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts, all Buddhist black magic, Santeria, Egyptian magic, Chaldean magic, Hindu, African, Indian, Australian, European, Caribbean, Latin American, and all other forms of magic, black magic, white magic, any magic, all that sin, in Jesus' name. We bind all Morgellons attack and return every attack to the senders, all that goo and nanobots, we bind in Jesus' name. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils. We bind all evil spirits which take animal form, all shape-shifting spirits. We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin in the American culture. We bind hyperactivity, racing mind, inattention, and impulsivity in Jesus' name. We bind the prince of the power of the air. We return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that has been committed. We bind the lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. We bind the Mandela effect and all satanic ritual abuse devils and satanic worship and witchcraft dedications in Jesus' name. We bind all formations of wolf flies and demonic insects, all spiders and their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits, spirits of infirmity, and supplanting the gods of the people of the land and the gods of the groves and every spirit that exalts logic, science, human reasoning, demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We bind you in the name of Jesus. We bind Mammon and his agents. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We bind the fear that's being attached to the pandemic in Jesus' name, opening the way for the enemy to assassinate in Jesus' name. We bind those fears in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "Fear not, for I am with you." We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of generations of fools and the spirits of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order, New Age movement, the spirit and works of the oppressors, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, the spirit and the children of disobedience, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, make-believe, fantasies, and the unrighteous use of the imagination, all Antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Jezebelic and Ahab practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, bio-VK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos, and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, and the king of pride. We bind the king of pride and his kingdom in Jesus' name. We strip him of all glory in Jesus' name. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind all devils in the second heaven that communicate through the eyes. Come out of the eyes in the name of Jesus Christ. Blood in the eyes. Blood in the eyes. Blood in the eyes. Blood in the eyes, blood in, the eyes in Jesus' name. Blood in the eyes. The blood of Jesus in the eyes in Jesus' name. Rusa da brug. The blood of Jesus in the eyes in Jesus' name. Ruka said the blood of Jesus in the eyes. Isha na 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 no na kaka. Ruka said that a brisa di dioso da brakata. Ruka said risa le dioso da. The blood of Jesus in the eyes. Ruka said that a brisa. The the blood of Jesus in the eyes, the third eye closed and sealed forever in Jesus' name. Blocking the transmission, blocking the transmission forevermore in Jesus' name. So every transmission hits the shield of faith and returns in Jesus' name. Every transmission hits the shield of faith and returns in Jesus' name. Ba 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 ka. Erro da la dea sende de brisha da la broca le dian da la broca da la brisha da la brisha de. Irro sulla da dio son da la broca sa rosile de dia sa la bre. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirit, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptation to sin. We bind you in Jesus' name. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Baphomet, and his 72, Moloch, Basilic, Python, Neptune, Atlas, Mammon, Apollyon, and Zeus. We chain you with eternal chains under darkness in Jesus' name. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots. And we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources in Jesus' name. We break the powers of every Masonic ritual that has ever existed and been done, and every ceremony and the meaning of such in Jesus' name. We bind all codes and triggers and tumors in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers. We bind the blockage of demonic rights moving from one generation to the next in Jesus' name. We bind the blockage of demonic rights moving from one generation to the next in Jesus' name. We send it back where it came from in the name of Jesus. We return it to the sender in the name of Jesus Christ. We undo every demonic right that's been done. Runga de la brisha la de Dios soto la breche de che de la bre. Kiba babasha de la breche de Dios soto la breche de Eliasa de la bre. Yerugusha da mamamama kusha de Eliasa. Yerugusha de la breche de Dios soto la bre. Ride de Dios soto la breche de Dios soto la brisa de Eliasa. Yerugisa de la brisha la de Dios soto la breche. Yerukahele de Dios soto la breche de Bohahasa. Yerukuhurekisa de la breche de la breche de la bre. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you. We thank you, Rusa Tarabu. We return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. Riki burra ha ha shene de manaka. Rusa de 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 asaha riki se. Reke de leleyan de abruka de di diosun de manaka. Thank you, Lord. Ooh. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions. And we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head. According to the scriptures, we bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin, and we renounce and denounce them all in Jesus' name and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, witchcrafts, and mind control back on their own heads in Jesus' name. According to 2 Thessalonians 1:6, we bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive. But the Spirit of God says to the church, Lord, we have come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us, aha, thank you, a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief in whom we serve and obey. Father, we lift up the website to you. Research, take it off, Lord. Send it right back where it came from in the name of Jesus. In every attempt of the enemy to cover and veil the website so that those that need to see it won't be able to, we ask you, Lord, to give them that supernatural vision that they see it anyway. In Jesus' name, that covering that the enemy has sent against the website, we return it in Jesus' name according to the covenant. We thank you, righteous judge, for your judgment against such in Jesus' name. We pray, Father, for the peace of Jerusalem, for kings, for all who are in authority, and all true Christians everywhere. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we pull out all fiery darts, pins, needles, spears, voodoo, and witchcraft sent to us in the name of Jesus. We return it to the sender in Jesus' name, who had no business sending it, in the name of Jesus Christ. And with the sword of the Spirit, we sever from ourselves all ungodly silver cords, ley lines, soul ties, attachments, covenants, agreements, oaths, consents, garlands, and every form of agreement, all pledges and vows, all attachments to evil and the demonic realm. We tear down all the protections, regardless of what they are and how they got there or how long they've been there, around all shamans, nanobots, Satanists, wizards, warlocks, witches, sorcerers, and the like in Jesus' name. We break the power of every spell, vex, hex, curse, all witchcraft, psychic thoughts, prayers, fetishes, charms, and spells, all bewitchment, all potions, all jinxes, mind control, voodoo, sorcery, and magic, destruction, pain, sickness, torment, psychic warfare, psychic powers, prayer chains, incense and candle burning, ungodly blessings, chantings, incantations, root works, crystals, hoodoo, tribal rituals, and sins. We send them back where they came from in the name of Jesus Christ, and we declare the victory of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We declare his victory in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, Father, we want to thank you for your intervention today. We want to thank you also for this word today, Lord. As many of you know, and maybe some of you will discover today, as many of you know and have discovered today, if you did not know before, that we are having a fast. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And I posted this information already in the Miracle Internet Church chat room. That's on our website. For those of you who do not know, our website is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. Amen. And I'm going to give you, I posted it there today, and I'm going to give you what you need to know briefly. You can go on the website and get all the details. You won't have to ask 20 people because it's there. Our fast begins on August the 18th at 12:01 a.m. your time zone. And it is continuous through August 24th, midnight, at your time zone. The focus of this fast is areas that need attention. Areas that need attention. Everyone can participate no matter how young or old you think you are. The beverages are water and fruit juice. Water and fruit juice. There will be no alcohol for recreational purposes allowed. The foods that are allowed are as follows. Raw vegetables. Some people don't quite get that, so perhaps you're used to seeing it as a salad or a smoothie, but raw vegetables, however you choose to do it. On a daily basis, every day, we will have raw vegetables. Amen? Peas. Let's see. Some of you can't quite picture peas. Hummus. That's one way of having peas. Chickpeas. Hummus is basically just ground up chickpeas for all practical purposes. Okay? So I'm saying it this way so people who don't quite have it can get it. Amen? Some people, this will be their first fast. Beans, fish, eggs, tuna, banana, just one banana per day. No, you can't eat every banana you find, just one banana per day. Amen? Rice. Quinoa, one slice of toast per day, bulgur, protein shakes, and Holy Communion. Amen. Now there's some miscellaneous things that I need to mention. We all need to have substantial rest. Reduce TV, computer, video, cell phone, radio, movie, or other social activities. General personal hygiene is highly recommended. Amen. Matthew chapter 6, verse 16 through 18. There will be a daily worship song for each saint that is of the Lord's choosing. That means you will need to go to the Lord and find out the song he wants you to worship him with. He's picking the song, not you. Amen. Our point of daily intercession is worldwide homelessness and wisdom in our health issues. Our point of daily and every day we're going to pray about these things, worldwide homelessness and wisdom in our health issues. The scripture for memorization is 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 4. Now, the scripture readings for each day will be posted in the MIC radio chat. Amen? Amen. So that's briefly what we need to know about our fast that begins this coming Wednesday. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. We'll all be together on one accord, and of course, the Lord loves that. So today, saints, we're going to talk about a wonderful topic, just wonderful. I didn't know about it till I got up this morning, but it's a wonderful topic. A covert operation. A covert operation. Amen. That's what we're going to talk about. If you'll join me in the King James Version of the Bible and the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 10. The King James Version of the Bible, the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 10. Amen. Amen. Those of you who are not familiar with the Bible, at the front there's a table of contents. The Gospel of John is found in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Amen. The objective of Satan and his kingdom are made quite clear in this scripture. Now, I know there are people still who believe that they are Christians, but they don't believe in Satan. And hopefully they will come to the scriptures and realize that Jesus Christ cannot tell a lie. And when Jesus Christ says in John chapter 10, verse 10, the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy, that he means just that. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. So we see here clearly the objectives of Satan and his wicked kingdom. But we must keep these important truths in mind. You see, saints, the enemy never stopped. He never stopped. He never stopped. He is always working his schemes, tactics, maneuvers, traps, and deceptions to pull us away from the Lord and to hold us in bondage. He never lets go with it. Prayer warriors must allow the Lord to develop a keenness in the spirit realm to detect the movements of the enemy. Let me say that again. Prayer warriors must allow the Lord to develop a keenness in the spirit realm to detect the movements of the enemy. This takes a while to develop, saints. You can't push a button and get it. You're going to have to grow up to get it. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. When the Holy Spirit came in, he brought the gifts, but we have to mature. Amen?
Amen.
You don't give a toddler the keys to a brand new truck. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So, not only must we know our enemy and his tactics, but we must resist and repel him and his agents as well. As we enter into this fast, we are preparing to advance into Satan's territory. We are preparing to advance in Satan's territory. We have an enemy whose primary objective is to deceive, to tempt, to discourage, to defeat, and to destroy us. To deceive us, to ensnare us by causing a person to believe what is not true. To mislead us, to betray us through falsehood and intentional, deliberate misrepresentation of the facts by words and actions to further an end. This is what you should expect the enemy to do. You shouldn't be caught off guard because God is giving you the heads up right now. Amen? You should expect him to attempt to ensnare you. Yes, he's going to use lies. Yes, he's going to mislead. And there will be falsehood and deliberate, intentional misrepresentation of the facts. He comes to tempt, to try to persuade, to induce or entice, especially to something sinful, immoral, or outside of the will of God for our lives, to provoke us, to run the risk of provocation. He tries to tempt us to do things that the Heavenly Father will judge immediately. He's going to do that. He's going to stir up a desire in us or an attraction in us for something that we should leave well enough alone. He'll come to discourage us. This seems to be an extremely effective weapon on most people. He comes to steal our courage and our hope and our confidence, to dishearten us, or to prevent or to try to prevent us from moving forward by presenting many obstacles. Amen? He does this. He attempts to defeat us, to win the victory over us and overcome us, and to bring to nothing all our efforts through frustration. He will attempt to conquer us. He will attempt to destroy us. to tear us down, to demolish our efforts, to break us apart, to bring total defeat, to crush us, wreck us, ruin us, or kill us. And if he cannot do that, he will attempt to render us completely useless. So you see, the enemy's objective for each of us. Saints, we should not allow ourselves to be ignorant of the enemy's devices or tactics, lest he should get an advantage of us and establish a stronghold in our lives. I need to say that again. We should not allow ourselves to be ignorant of the enemy's devices or tactics, lest he should get an advantage of us and establish a stronghold in our lives. That stronghold is a battle station that the enemy has maneuvered. He has maneuvering tactics, you see, into our lives. And from this battle station, he can gain ground. He can release fiery darts, and he can do other weaponry against us to defeat us. That's why it's so important not to allow the enemy so much as a foothold. You see, footholds lead to strongholds. All attacks are not always due to the open doors in our lives, but many are. Some attacks are because we are doing the right thing and we are making inroads into territory. Some attacks are because we are actually doing the right thing and we're making inroads into the enemy's territory. You see, he doesn't like that. And it was territory that he has held until now. But you see, your forward advancement, you know, every time we go on a fast, every time we say, okay, let's go further in the Lord. Every single time the Lord calls us to a fast, we go further. We go further. We go further. The Lord does more. The Lord does more. We're making inroads into the enemy's territory, and he knows it, and he does not like it. He flat out hates my guts. Okay, let's just put it bluntly. Yeah, isn't that terrible? The enemy spies have determined that you've learned some things about him now. You didn't always know as much as you know now, you see? But he hasn't been able to keep you from learning the parts that you've learned. So don't let go of them, okay? He'll come to try to take them from you if he can. So he's not always as obvious in his dealings as he once was, when you had no idea of his method. See, you've learned a little now. You can recognize him a little better. And so thus, he is working on a covert operation. Covert. What does that mean? It means to be hidden, to be concealed, to be disguised, to take away in secret, evil done in secret, in a clandestine or stealthy way. He's not out waving a sign. He's hiding behind the sign. Satan doesn't want to be unmasked. He doesn't want us to talk about him. He doesn't want us to know the truth about him. We should not be afraid to talk about him or his tactics. Amen? We shouldn't be afraid to talk about him. He's ugly, downright ugly. Amen? We should not be afraid to talk about him. There it is. God's people often live in defeat because they do not understand how Satan operates. One of his best weapons is secrecy. Remember we talked about that cloak that used to cover the, what was it, Enterprise. And then once the cloak was removed, it's all there in the open. Well, you see, he likes cloaking devices. One of his best weapons, as I've said, is secrecy. But when we tear the mask off Satan, when we openly and without fear talk about him and reveal his strategies, we stand on a foundation from which to defeat and conquer him. We don't have to let him get away with this because he's nasty. He is nasty. Amen? So, the work of the enemy has many, many, many titles. Today, we are calling it a pandemic. But we know it's still the work of the enemy. We must do what Jesus did and tell him to go away bound. Amen? Jesus knew Satan's method of operation. Satan is a liar. And those who follow him do the same. He's a liar, and everyone who follows him does the very same thing. Amen? You should expect that, no matter how innocent they appear, that if they're not in Jesus Christ and following Jesus Christ, they're going to act like their father, the devil. Amen? In John chapter 8, the Gospel of John, flip a couple of pages over, chapter 8, verse 44. John chapter 8, verse 44. Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. Why? Because you're of your father, the devil. So his desire, his plan, his strategies, his tactics, his maneuvers, his timings, you will do. Those that are following the devil, watch them. Don't say a thing. Just watch. Observe with the Holy Spirit, and you'll see it. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth. He does not live in the truth. He does not have access to the Spirit of truth. There's no truth in him because there is no truth in him. He can't abide in it. There's no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, what he conjured up, what he developed. It's his lie. He made it up. For he is a liar and the father of it. So, there are people you know that are following the devil. Some are just associates, some relatives, some acquaintances, some family members. You know they're following the devil. Well, you should expect them to act like it because that's what they're going to do. They're going to put the spirit that they're submitted to on display. And the more you listen and observe and the less you say, the more you'll know. The more you will know. So knowing that there is no truth at all in Satan, Jesus refused to listen to him. Jesus refused to listen to him. He didn't give him ear. And that's one of the situations that the saints mishandled. We know that certain entities are just outright liars. But yet we turn on the television, we get on the YouTube, we listen on the telephone, and we know they're liars, but we sit there and we listen to their lies. And so this is what happens. Those lies come right in you. We know they're liars. They're members of my personal family that I don't, other than hello, how you doing, there's nothing to say. Because I know what's getting ready to come out. Give them 3 more seconds and they'll be in attack. So, you use wisdom. You use spiritual warfare. And you use some common sense. Amen? Amen. That's just the truth. Jesus just outright refused to listen to him. When Satan came to tempt Jesus in the wilderness and promised to give him the kingdoms of this world, Jesus knew that Satan was lying to him. He knew it. Jesus clearly understood that he was the Son of the living God. You need to know that you're born of God if you're a Christian. Jesus already knew that he was sent and commissioned to defeat Satan, to take back the keys of the kingdom. You are to know that God sent you into this earth on purpose. You're saved because God said, okay, this is where you're going. You've been called into the kingdom for such a time as this. No matter how ugly and nasty it is in the world, you're supposed to be here, and you're supposed to be here now. Jesus knew that his Father and not Satan was in control. There are Christians who still think that the devil is in control. No, the devil is a created being. He can't be in control. He's not God. It's not possible for him to have supremacy over the Creator. Not bind Beelzebub in Jesus. He doesn't like this message, you see. So, well, Saints, what about you? Do you clearly know that your Heavenly Father is in control and not the enemy? Do you? Do you know it at all times, regardless of the circumstances? Or do you go back and forth? Do you vacillate? Well, I think my Father's on the throne, but I'm not so sure about it. Where are you in the program? You need to locate you, and then you need to see to it that you are in faith. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. The scriptures tell us that we need to make sure that we are in the faith. So Jesus didn't bother to argue with the devil. He didn't waste his time. Jesus didn't put any credibility in what Satan was saying. Why? Because he knew that Satan was a liar. He didn't put any credibility at all in anything that came out of Satan's mouth. Why? Because he knew he was listening. He had a liar on his hands. So when you know you got a liar on your hands, why do you listen to all that yada-da-da-da-da? And why put any credibility at all in anything they said? They're not a good source of truth. So you see, he told Satan what to do and where to go. What about you, Saint? What do you do? Let's go to Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. For those of you who are new, Genesis is the very first book in the Bible. It's right at the beginning. And we're going to chapter 3, and we're beginning at verse 1. Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. Yes, he was more subtle. He wasn't being all in your face. He wasn't overt. He was somewhat disguised. And he said unto the woman, yes, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. So you see, we've talked about Satan deceiving, that he's going to ensnare by causing a person to believe what is not true. We see him doing this in this example. He's misleading through falsehood. It's an intentional and deliberate misrepresentation of the facts by words. So we also see him tempting. He tried to persuade and induce her to do something that was sinful. He did provoke her to run the risk of provoking God. He stirred up in her a desire to be attracted to something that she should have paid little to no attention. She had plenty of trees in that garden. That was just one tree. She could walk around that thing all day and never miss it. Then you see, the enemy took advantage of her ignorance. Yes, he took advantage of her ignorance in order to defeat her and conquer her. He does that to many of us. Amen? So, yes, you see, saints, Eve and Adam did not know their enemy as Jesus did, and neither do we. We don't know him as well as the Lord does. We don't know him as well as the Father does. We don't know him as well as the Holy Spirit does. So what do? We go to the Lord. We ask the Holy Spirit. We don't want to be blinded or in darkness. The nature of the enemy is craftiness. Craftiness. He has skill in deceiving, skill in underhanded planning. He works to achieve his ends by evasiveness, insinuation, and duplicity. He works to achieve his ends by evasiveness, insinuation, and duplicity. Cunning, artfully skilled in cleverness in deception, and avoiding or circumventing or going around the truth. That's what he does. There is nothing said at first to awaken suspicion or to shock the moral senses. merely a sly insinuation calculated to excite natural curiosity. So you see him bringing attention to the tree that was in the midst of the garden. He stirred up her curiosity. And I want to thank you, Holy Spirit. And there are people that Satan uses their curiosity to draw them into sin. He uses their curiosity about drugs, about sex, about all kinds of financial things, all kinds of things. Outwardly, to them, it won't appear to be much. But underneath that and behind it is the works of the devil. So young people, when your parents tell you that they do not want you to associate with certain persons, they know something you don't know. They see something you don't see. They perceive something that you don't perceive. But you see, you in your opinionated self often decide to override the wisdom of those that have been placed in authority in your life. You see, the Lord will clue them in, if they're listening or paying attention, to some things that just ain't right. And you'll want to associate with a certain person, and they'll get this, no, not that one. But no, you know it all. You know everything. Why? You've been on the earth all of 16 years, and you got it down. And nobody can tell you that you're wrong. Well, I'm here to tell you, you're wrong. In fact, you're very wrong. And if you continue on that path, you will become extremely wrong. There are going to be persons, if you're a Christian and you are following Jesus, that the Lord is going to put in your path to tell you, no, don't go that way. Don't do that. And they may not say it but one time. But if you're proud and haughty and arrogant and self-willed and stiff-necked and stubborn, you blow it off. Well, who do they think they are? Well, if they were sent by the Holy Spirit, that was God trying to talk to you. And it's not just for the young people. It's for older people, too. Someone will be in the middle of a conversation to you, talking to you about something else, and all of a sudden they say something, and it just zings you right there. And you're supposed to take that to the Holy Spirit and say, sir, was that you talking to me, sir? But no, you're busy with whatever you're doing, you know. You got your list of things to do. You know your list of things to do. Your list starts here and it ends down there someplace. It's important to pay attention to the Holy Spirit. It's important to check it out. You can't just freely associate as a Christian with any single person you choose to. That option was removed when the blood was applied to your life. And if you go through the scriptures, they will tell you. As I say to many young persons as they're going to college, when you find yourself in the presence of a fool, depart. It requires no explanation, no apology. You just up and go. No further communication. Block them out of your phone and delete all their text messages. It's just that simple. Amen. It's not that hard. Amen. You see, usually there's nothing said at first to stir up in your mind that it's something wrong over here. But the devil is working between the words. The curiosity might be aroused. Well, let me find out Then, sooner than you expect, there's a direct lie. It's unmistakable. It is a lie. But it will be combined with just enough truth to give it that appearance of truthfulness at first glance, even though it may not be so. So if you're not really attuned to the Holy Spirit, you miss that. You see, this is where your prayer language kicks in, because you don't always know what you ought to pray anyway. But the Holy Spirit does. And if you take time to be quiet and still before the Lord, he'll start raising those red flags for you to see. They'll start popping up everywhere. And you'll know something is wrong. Don't ignore those red flags. They're for your safety and protection. That's right. Some people ran right past red flags and married somebody they shouldn't have ever dated. Don't run past those red flags. It could cost you your life. So we're talking about what the devil really does do. Well, he's extremely skilled. You got to realize he's been doing this a long time. He's skilled in cleverness, in deception. He avoids, he circumvents, he goes around the truth. He is skillful in trickery and underhandedness. He has the ability to avoid answering directly and truthfully. He uses windings and turnings to gradually, indirectly hint or suggest or imply untruth. He's double dealing. He operates in hypocritical deception. He does the very opposite of what he pretends to do. And some of us have done the very same thing. Everyone is not honest. Some of us are quite disingenuous. Some of us are not straightforward, candid, nor frank. Some of us are insincere. Others of us believe everything that we hear without properly examining or vetting the source of that information by the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth. Not only do we trust whatever we hear, we also repeat it, not knowing if it is actually the truth. Well, that means you have just done what the Bible says not to do. The Bible says to be not a partaker of other men's sins, doesn't it? Doesn't the Bible say that? Yes, it does. Hold on. I'll tell you where it says that. That we're not supposed to be partakers of other men's sin. Amen. We're not supposed to do that. One of those scriptures happens to be in Revelation 18:4. There are more of them. We're not supposed to be partakers of other people's sin. So when you hear us doing the opening prayer, we disconnect ourselves from all kinds of ties to the demonic realm. Why? Because sometimes saints unknowingly become partakers of other people's sin. Why? Because the truth has not been revealed to them, and they're still trusting that source. Amen? We've all been deceived on some level at some time, or else we wouldn't have any understanding of what we're talking about. Deceived? What is that? Yes. You see, the Bible says that God is not mocked. God's not made a fool of. Well, we're in Christ Jesus. We're not supposed to be able to be made a fool of either. We're supposed to avoid even the appearance of evil. Amen? Some of us turn on the computer or the television to receive information. But when do you ask the Spirit of Truth whether the information that you receive is indeed true? When do you do that? Some of us go to experts to receive information. But did you seek counsel from the Lord? Some of us listen to kinfolk and acquaintances to receive information. But was that information placed under the light of the Word of God? Some of us have our own beliefs about matters. But have those beliefs been tested in the fire of God? Many of us are deceived because we have allowed ourselves to be deceived. Some of us are still deceiving ourselves about ourselves and others and issues in our lives. I challenge you today to turn on the enemy. I challenge you today to turn on the enemy and no longer allow him to work against you. No longer allow him to use you and your weaknesses against you either. Think about your present circumstances. What lies has Satan been telling you? Jesus wasn't afraid nor intimidated. He wasn't afraid to deal with the devil directly. He wasn't scared of the devil. So what's with you? It may be that he is using someone else to tell you his lie, just as he did when he spoke through Peter. Don't let Satan hide behind someone else. Don't spend all your time dealing with the person. No. Person out of the way, deal with the devil. Don't spend all your time dealing with the human side. No, them out the way. Now deal with the devil. Deal with him in the name of Jesus. You've been taught what to do here. Deal with it. Don't just let this keep rolling on and on and on and on. You know, you've been hearing about it for so long, and every time you're around them, they have the same look, and you just, that's just them. No, move out the way. Let's deal with the devil. Out of the way. Deal with the devil. Don't wait till you get home. No, stand right there. Look them eyeball to eyeball, but you don't see the person. You see that spirit. Deal with it. Stop running away. Stop putting it off. Stop avoiding it. Deal with it. You know what to do. You know there's power in the name of Jesus. You know how to bind the devil. You know how to chain the devil. You know how to put him in a cage. You know what to do. Now do it. Do what you ought to do. Recognize who is really doing the talking and put an end to his lie. Amen? Good. Rise for the benediction. I think we all know what the Lord is saying. I don't think anybody's lost on this. It's easier than that. Amen. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. And the church said, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, saints, Wednesday at 12:01 a.m., we're beginning our fast. All of us. Amen. This is an us. Not just this one and that one and skip that one. No, all of us. The Father is waiting. He has plans. Let us not keep him waiting for long. Amen?
Amen.
Let us come prepared. We know what's expected of us. Let's obey the Lord. Amen. He's given us our introduction today, and actually for the past five sermons, he's been getting us ready for this one step at a time. So you already know that we're going to deal directly with the devil. We're not going to bypass it this time. You know how you're going down the highway and you see there's a sign that go here and bypass. No, we're not taking the bypass. We're going head on. So you know to get your little fleshly things out of the way because the devil's coming, but you need to be ready. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Let's go forth in faith in Jesus' name. Pastor loves you, as you well know. And we'll be praying for you. Praise the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
When I was just a child, I heard a beautiful story. How you loved me so much,
Lord.